Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. My good friend Raven Many Voices is here with us. And we're going to be talking about how to bless your house. We're going to be talking about how to cleanse your home to create serenity. And I know that this is a hot topic for a lot of people. So I know that you're all going to want your questions answered, and you're going to have a lot of questions. And so for sure, we'll be taking some questions from all of you. But I want to talk to a little bit about, you know, what we're going to learn today with Raven, right? So we're going to learn how to identify unwanted energy and spirits that are within your home. We're going to talk about connecting to your house guardian who protects your sacred space, and discover new tools and a cleansing ceremony to protect your house. Oh my goodness, I should get my aunt to watch this, because she is not, she's having a hard time with her house selling and all that wonderful stuff, so maybe she should watch this too. So for those of you who don't know Raven, Raven's been on our show for many times. I think I was looking at the things, and it was like since season 10, you know, and it's like, yeah, a long time. So Raven is a well-known and gifted spiritual counselor, intuitive medium, and teacher. She has been providing spiritual guidance to people seeking wisdom for over 20 years. And her ability to access the many traditions and spiritual realms led her to become a voice for spirit, incorporating healing modalities from around the world into an easy and accessible format for those exploring spiritual healing, spirit guides, and soul communication. And she's highly attuned to both the Ascended Masters angelic realms, as well as the ancestors and earth spirits in the service of healing ourselves, our community, and our planet. And she applies these teachings through writing, energetic and gemstone healing, spiritual counseling, and sacred ceremonies. And I know that Raven's been also doing a lot of videos too lately, so which is awesome. So Raven, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Yay! Hello, community. Yay!
I'm so glad you're here, because, you know, we always have such a wonderful time, right, when we get together. So for those of you who do have questions for Raven, you can raise your hand, or you can type in the chat, or later on when we're like getting to that phase of asking questions, you can just unmute yourself, okay? And if you don't know how to raise your hand, I'm the worst, because I know a lot of you are on your phones. You press a button, you know, the something, your name maybe, and then there's options that come up and you can see raise your hand. I don't know. I'm sure somebody can type it in the chat. I've never used it on my phone, so I don't know. But people do it all the time. So I'm so excited about our conversation today, and about what we're going to learn, and about different techniques that we can use to work with our homes, clear the energies, and work with the guide that's with us protecting our home. I didn't even know there was one. So Raven, welcome, welcome, welcome. And let's talk about this.
Yay, awesome. Well, this definitely, like you said, is a hot topic, because everybody is getting that vibe to clean their house. It's really popular. There's a show, you know, what brings joy, spark to your life, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, a lot of us are thinking about that, you know, mm-hmm. having too much clutter, simplifying, getting rid of that stuff. But a lot of us hit a wall where we have a hard time letting go of our stuff. And then also, as we're cleaning, we start to realize it's not just about our clutter. There's something else going on in the house that's just making it feel funky. Or for those of you trying to sell your house, it can be really difficult selling your house. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing ghost busting. I've been doing house blessings and clearings for years. I've been featured on TV. I've done lots of different ones. I've definitely been brought in by real estate agents to help their homes to get them ready for sale, but also a lot of people that have bought new property and are trying to claim it for themselves and trying to make that a sacred space. So a lot of this knowledge has come from my own experience, because I am a ghost magnet. Worked with a good friend who works for the International Ghost Sightings Association, and sure enough, I'm a ghost magnet. No matter where I went, I always had haunted happenings that would happen to my house. Realized it was less about the property I was moving, it was me, because I am a voice for spirit, and I tend to shine really bright, and they tend to follow me home. So a lot of my learnings had to come around from having good boundaries and protection on my homes and really working with the good spirits in the house to really enforce a closed door policy for having spirits wandering in at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I had to do that for my own sanity and then also for my family so that we could feel safe. And any of us want our apartment, our office, our house, wherever you're at, to be a sanctuary, a sacred place where you can connect to your guides and just kick off your shoes at the end of the day and feel safe and happy. So yeah, this is what absolutely. We really want.
Absolutely. Yeah, because when we go home from work or elsewhere, we just want to be able to relax and just, you know, be at home. You know, that saying of, I just want to be at home, you know, where you can just be and not worry about anything, right? And so, you know, for me, this topic is interesting because I didn't even realize that for the longest time that, you know, we could be affected by energies in our space, you know, in our homes, portals opening, you know, things like that. That was brand new to me. It's like, what the heck? You know, it's like, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if I actually experienced that in my house in any way, but I know that it happened and it exists. And people have talked about that, those kinds of things happening. And, you know, how the house is also an entity too, right?
Yep. Yeah, and, definitely.
Yeah. And maybe it doesn't want to be sold or something, right?
That oftentimes comes as a huge factor on why people are having difficulty selling their house. So the house itself, and sometimes that could be two different spirits. You can have a land spirit that's connected to the land, and then you can have a house spirit that actually protects the house and the occupants inside the house. If your house has been a kind of a cocoon helping you transform, sometimes those spirits can be very motherly and want to take care of you and not let you go. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to explain to the house, to the spirit of the house, you thank them, you give them gratitude for protecting you, keeping you safe over the years, but it's time for it to go find a new family. One of the houses I had in Everett, sure enough, the original owner, Bill, he died on the property, got crushed by his truck in the garage, and he was definitely part of the house. At first, it felt like a ghost kind of haunting me, but I turned around and I said, hey, knock it off. We're going to share this house together. And we actually created a partnership because I was there with my new baby, new family, you know, and sometimes a lot of that was spent by myself, you know, with the baby. So I wanted to feel safe in this neighborhood. So Bill really protected us. I had to maybe talk to him a couple times because 5 o'clock in the morning with him opening and closing all the cupboards downstairs in his workbench in the garage wasn't the best time for me and the baby. So we had to have conversations, but the more that we worked together, that stronger that protection and safety felt in the house. I always felt that. And then when I sold the house, I put Bill to work because he was very specific of getting someone to take care of the house because it was a 1924 home. It was an old home, craftsman. He had done a lot of the work on the house. So I put him to work. And sure enough, we sold that house as soon as the sign went up in half an hour. That's how fast we sold that house because he found exactly the couple he wanted to buy and purchase the place. So other times I've helped other people sell homes. Sometimes it's a guardian spirit connected to their family. One gentleman, his last name was Griffin. And so he had a griffin guarding their home. And because he was so protective, it wasn't even letting anybody take the flyers from the box from the road about the house. I laughed with the real estate agent because she had hired me because she had tried everything to sell this house. And I laughed and said, let me guess, no one's taking any flyers. She's like, I print hundreds of them. No one ever takes any of them. Mm-hmm. I said, it's because of the giant griffin on the front lawn. I said, excuse me, is your last name Griffin? And he laughed and said, yes, you're so psychic. I said, yeah, it's sitting right there. So I had to actually get the owner to move to his new home, get out of the house, and take the griffin with him. As soon as they did that, they sold the house.
Wow.
So Yeah, some these spirits that guard and protect us can sometimes get in the way. The other thing is they are amazing protectors. And sometimes when we look at properties and you don't get the house, this happened to me recently. For those of you that have followed me or know about me, yeah, a couple years ago, I sold my house. And after selling the first house for half an hour, I was pretty confident I could sell this next one pretty quick. Yeah, it took a while. Sometimes it is a process of the soul, less about selling the property. So that was definitely a process of the soul. And listen to those guides. Mm. My guides had told me spring and I would have to sell my old house as is. But the real estate agent said, oh no, we'll get it sold this summer. Oh no, we can sell it for full price. Yeah, no, it was next spring, 9 months later and selling it as is. Mm-hmm. So really trust those guides when they tell you different things when you're negotiating and working with your mortgage agent, your real estate agent. But when we were shopping for homes, we came across three different properties that we put bids on, and it was less about getting the house and more getting the spirit that came with us. So we actually ended up adopting a couple spirits that came from that property and came to our new house that we have now.
Yeah, let me see if I can fix this. So, Valerie, you're screen sharing by accident, probably. Can you stop? I don't even know how to. Yeah.
Technical glitches.
Yeah, technical glitches.
Hey, gremlins, please be nice.
I know, right? This will. Okay, continue. Yes. So, we're just going to stop this for a second, see if that works. Nope. All right, so Valerie, do you want to just stop screen sharing? Because I can't get you to stop. That is so weird. It never happens, but today it wants to do that. Give me 1 second. All right, Valerie, I'm going to have to kick you out, and then you can come back, okay? Okay, I think she left. I didn't get a chance to kick her out, but I think she left and she'll come back. All right, awesome. You still there?
Yep, definitely.
Let me make sure that this works now properly. Who can share? Only me. Go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I had to mention the G word at the beginning, gremlins. So
That's never happened. It's like it's strange. Anyways, sorry, Valerie. You can come back anytime.
No problem. So anyways, yeah, definitely selling a property. We definitely want to get to know your spirits. If you are not familiar who the spirits are, you can always call upon Archangel Michael, the Angel of Protection. He is fabulous for selling homes. And what I found over the years, anybody trying to sell their home, is be sure to unanchor yourself. That's a big thing. So all of our tchotchkes, our crystals, our stones, I remember those big amethyst towers you had. Yep. You had to let those go.
I did.
Those anchor our energy into the home. And when you're trying to sell it, you have to unanchor or get your energy out so that people can actually feel what it would be like to be in the home. And it also, by untethering yourself, you allow yourself to anchor into the new space. So the other thing is, sometimes our guardian spirits of the house want to go with us when we go to a new property. So you can find a stone on the property. It doesn't have to be big, but you can ask all your spirit guides or spirits of the land that want to go with you to the new property to jump into that rock, and then you can carry it to the new location. For me, because I have a giant 50-foot medicine wheel, that was, 42 5-gallon buckets of stones. So I took lots of rocks. All my poor friends said I needed lighter hobbies, but they all came with me, and it means a lot of those spirits and land spirits came with me to set up in the new medicine wheel. So definitely there's some tips there. Unanchoring yourself is really important. Asking Archangel Michael to put out a big sign that says for sale, and then yellow. There's something about yellow and helping to sell properties. So that could be yellow balloons, yellow flowers on the table, or like a wreath on the front door. Anything yellow really draws the attention, but it also anchors in that for sale energy and helps you to sell your home. So over the years, those are some of my tips for helping sell the property. But yeah, what about if you just bought it or have it?
Yeah, what if you're not moving, you know? But what if Raven, you know, not all of us are as gifted as you are and talented as you are in recognizing that there might be spirits or something or somebody there?
I think all of us are intuitive. We can feel. It's recognizing that and then putting our finger on it, because our rational mind wants to try to explain away the funkiness. If we all have a place in the house that is a junk room where we throw everything. It's under the stairs, the spare bedroom, the attic, the garage. It's where we shove stuff. Mm-hmm. And any of our items that we have are vessels. They literally are vessels that hold energy. So when you receive that sweater from your grandmother, it has all that love that she knitted into every stitch, right? And her energy flew into that sweater and now is connected to her, to you, and that love. But sometimes it's the work clothes we get. If we bought a blouse or a shirt or a uniform, we had to work for a job, and then we leave the job, and then we have those clothes still, they still carry the energy to that job. Or, like a lot of us, last couple of years, we've been going through huge transformations. So if you've got spiritual crystals, stones, books, cards, tchotchkes, things like that, maybe you got a special blouse or shawl or something, it absorbs all that transformation energy and can feel funky after you're done because you do not resonate to that energy anymore. This can also be stuff from exes, from friends that maybe you've fallen out of the relationship, all kinds of different things or different parts of your life. And now when you look back to it, you're like, why do I have that? And let's face it, sometimes we just get goofy tchotchkes because we do, because we want to remember that vacation. So this is why you have to go around and touch all of your stuff and really ask, is it continuing on in my journey? And when it is holding energy. Oh, there you go. Hey, yeah, I remember that.
I gave this to my daughter, right? And yeah.
Cool. I remember helping you pick that out. Yeah, look at those. So there you go. We get tchotchkes. We get things. We gift it to people. And like that little prosperity bowl, right? This little prosperity bowl. It holds that energy in it. So we really do need to test. I have a little wolf statue here. Yeah, are you supposed to continue on with me? Yes. So, okay, well, I know this one needs to stay. But if you got another one, it's like, no, that one's feeling funky. And that sometimes adds to our funkiness. Because a lot of us like to go to the thrift stores or to flea markets or antique shows and get antiques. And you really got to use your intuition. Again, don't have to be the world's best psychic. You just have to feel it, and does it feel good? Even though it is a good deal, if it doesn't feel right, if it feels funky, let it be. Let someone else get it. Mm-hmm. Because it probably has an energy or attachment to it, and you don't want to bring that into your house. If you ever have any doubt, because I get sent all the time. Divine Mother Mary is quite the world shopper, and she's always sending me to thrift stores and all kinds of places. And actually, that's where I got this wolf for like $2. Woohoo! So when I get an item and I'm not sure, I will leave it outside on the doorstep. I will ring a bell. I'll sage it. I'll do things like that to clear it before I bring it in the house. A bell works great. You can just ring it real quick in the car and clear everything that you might be bringing home with you. Mm-hmm. So items are one way that we get funkiness. The other thing is, as we transition through energy, a lot of us are transforming, awakening with all the energy and stuff, is all that gooiness that we go through goes into our surrounding house because it's like shedding off layers. So, you know, if you're a caterpillar and you're in the chrysalis, it's pretty squishy in there. And afterwards you have the husk, right? So think of all your energy you're shedding and releasing, like laying around like invisible dirty piles of laundry all over your house. And so that can feel really funky too. So sometimes that's why our bedrooms feel funky. And that's why we open the windows and throw open the blinds and air it out. We're trying to bring that sunshine and fresh air in there to help break up that clutter energy and move it out. Yeah. Again, when we have our tchotchkes, we store things, that sweater from grandma, we put it in the closet, maybe you and grandma aren't getting along, then every time you feel your grandma in your closet, then it brings up those emotions and feelings. So sometimes it's our items we're storing in certain places, sometimes it's the shedding. And then another layer of funkiness can come from echoes. So again, our house is built out of stone and wood and these natural resources, but all these different things collect memories. The Stone Nation, that's their big job, is to hold memories. So a brick house, particularly stone houses, are notorious for holding a lot of memories or previous occupants. So a lot of us, we are not the first owner of this home. So that echo can be of domestic violence, it could be of abuse, it could be sadness, depression, whatever the previous occupants were going through can be left as a memory within the walls. Mm-hmm. Then you have the dead ones too, like my one house, Bill, he died on the property, and because he loved that house, he became a caretaker for that house. So some spirits, they choose not to move on to the other side, but instead remain to take care of. They love their home. They love the place. They love families. I've run into spirits that just love big families, and that's what they love to do, is take care of people. One house in Seattle, which was a boarding house that had multiple people in there, she was like the mother hen that took care of everybody. So those can be really wonderful houses, and when you realize you don't have to be afraid of that spirit, but connect with them, that can be a really beautiful thing. So lots of different reasons there. And again, the land itself, sometimes, unfortunately, it does happen. Sometimes cemeteries get relocated. One of the house blessings I did, the back property was an old cemetery, but the bodies had been removed, but the energy was still there. And literally they had a giant death portal in their house with the dead coming in constantly. So you can have portals, you can have energy, fairies, yeah. Dragons, dead. You can have like that coming onto your property. That's kind of, there's a lot that could be happening, but just because it's invisible doesn't mean there's not rules. And also you can call upon your guides that you would normally work with. And again, Archangel Michael is wonderful that way, to help actually make a red velvet rope that says, you get to be on that side, I'm on this side, and we're all copacetic.
Awesome. Yeah, no, thank you. And you know, you're right. It's like, we do have the tools and we do have the resources now that we can do, we can take care of things like that, you know, and it's about, you know, either living together or saying, no, you're not welcome here, right? But even the living together in the same place, you have to be in communication. You have to have an understanding. And like you said, there have to be rules, right? So exactly. Valerie, would concrete homes be similar? Yeah, concrete homes, stone homes, brick homes, same thing, wood homes, exactly. Same thing, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's also why we do like the saging and the Palo Santo, clearing the energy of the house on a regular basis, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you can use those different tools. Like I have some shell right here with some sage in it, white sage, desert sage. There's a little baggie of sage so you can see what it looks like. You know, lots of different, you know, different tools you can use. It's really finding what works for you. Lavender works, cedar works. I will note though, sweet grass, which is pretty common, people like to use this. This is a blessing, not a cleansing. So you use this after you've used sage. That's a really misnomer. A lot of people use sweet grass to cleanse, and sage is the cleanser. It works. So yeah. Cedar is the same way. It cleanses and blessings. Sweet grass actually draws the helpful spirits to you to help you. So that's why you want to do it afterwards.
I don't have any sweet grass. I should get some. I usually use the Palo Santo because I don't like the smell of sage, right? So I do Palo Santo and I do lavender, like lots of lavender and lots of Palo Santo and lots of frankincense in my space.
Frankincense is another one. Vanilla bean is another one used quite a bit in South America. Vanilla bean and vanilla bean pods, very protective and cleansing. Frankincense, myrrh, cedar, juniper is used, particularly in Tibetan areas. They use sage but juniper quite a bit. And a lot of people have juniper in their front yard as decorative shrubs, spiky shrubs. And just a little sprig of that inside is very, very protective. That's why we use it in our Christmas wreaths. So holly, juniper, evergreen boughs, all those things, that's an old tradition, a Christmas wreath that we put on the door. That was to protect us from evil spirits in the wintertime when it's the darkest. So old tradition, but those still work, and you can bring those different herbs in and have them tied up by your door to bring you protection. Same with eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Thank you. I had no idea about that. So yay. Yeah. So what were we talking about here? We were like all over the place, and which is great. So I know that Marlene had a question. Marlene, do you want to ask your question now?
Yes. Yeah. Let me see. I know all this stuff we're talking about is very powerful and true. I have what I call an efficiency apartment attached to the end of the house here. They took a bedroom and made it into that. Now, this was a house where they would have snowbirds come in and out, you know, so they would stay and then go. The lady and the husband who originally bought this trailer, and then it got, you know, fixed up so it's beautiful now. But that back bedroom, as soon as I walked in this house after purchasing it, I knew that somebody was sick. And then I found out she was sick in that back room. So they took her out, nursing home or whatever, and then they had to come and get him because he had grief. Okay. So yeah. He was in that other space where the efficiency is. Now, every tenant that I had in there, they have issues with alcohol, drugs, anger, you know, things like that, where they keep losing, you know, jobs or whatever, and they want to fight. So I had it cleansed about 6 times now. All right.
Wow.
And the new tenant was working with my lawn guy. He just got laid off for a couple of reasons I won't mention. But anyway, now there's the episode beginning again. So what do I call that, Raven?
Embedded echo. You definitely have some processing that's embedded in there. You've done the blessing. It's definitely, you can do the blessing in the house. Be sure that you're really going into the land itself too, because you definitely have a very strong echo in there, and it's not just the house, it's the land too. So that would be definitely be good to find out if there is a hidden tank. A lot of old homes have tanks because they had oil heat. Make sure that was decommissioned properly, or drainage. And it's kind of funny, you think that's very physical, like drainage on your property, but that can really affect the flow of energy. So if you've got backed up water, or the literally the land itself is marshy, then it's holding all that energy in there. Sometimes when you look at, definitely would look into feng shui to get the energy flowing. Putting some kind of burbling water source over there can get flow, can get things moving. So you can definitely look into that. Definitely, again, you've had multiple cleansings in there. It's really going in deep with the house and really understanding what it needs to bring that health and prosperity back into that place. And then, of course, because we are reflections of our home, and our home is reflection to us, be sure that you're checking with yourself too, sweetie, because you are drawing those people to you. So you probably are a little bit of a, yeah. Gabriel standing behind you, Archangel Gabriel, and yeah. You are a caretaker. You love to caretake these people and give them a safe harbor. So be sure that you are checking in with yourself. And if you need to change your own divine contract so that you're not drawing all these people into your life, that would be something to definitely make some changes within your soul contract and your guides working with you too.
Yeah, because I had, like you, I had a spirit in here, and that spirit has finally left the building. So thank you. And then, and then there was a lot of things going on in the back portion of the home, and we took care of that. And like you were speaking about under the ground, the drainage, one of the tenants was putting things down the toilet, like bananas, shoes, food. So
bingo!
So it broke. And so $3,000-something later, they dug up all that backyard and put a brand new one in. So is that like... energy.
There you go. So that's why they mentioned that. And thank you for being such a good example of that. Because you had to disturb the land and dig it up, and there was a leaching into the ground and all that earth, be sure that you're going into the land and you're kind of apologizing for uprooting all that and doing a blessing of the land. Be sure that the land isn't holding any of that trauma anymore into the earth and the stones. If you can release that, then that won't be so sticky and attract, but also to keep energy stuck. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I also want to know, because this is mostly metal, the house, is that like, you know, really tough to clear?
Not exactly. Again, all of our houses are a combination of stone, metal, wood, all kinds of different things. Metal, it depends on the sharp angles and stuff like that. Again, practitioner, not a master on feng shui, but that might be something to consult a feng shui master. But definitely metal, you have that conductivity, which is kind of cool. So you can definitely call upon the Thunderbirds. They will dismantle, rearrange, and cleanse stuff very quickly. So that might be a spirit guide you can call upon, the Thunderbirds, the Thunder Nation, to come zap your property gently and to rearrange that energy. And definitely think about that, that metal is hot, is heat. So that balancing of the water elemental and wood elemental would be really good on your property.
Yeah, I got a lot of wood. I am a wood energy person and a number five. So I know a lot about feng shui, and that is my money corner. Okay, so.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, definitely. So definitely think about a fountain, like even a small burbling pot outside. Okay. That actually attracts money and gets the flow going. And again, I keep your Gabriel and some of your other guides, Michael, are saying that flow, a flow.
Okay, yeah, because Gabriel has been with me from a while since I was put here.
There you go. Confirmation. And that's the big thing. Feng shui and all that is common sense energy. So what feels right, what flows is the way you need to go.
Yeah, it's just that back corner. It seems like it's got, like you were saying, an echo, you know? So,
yeah, double check and make sure you don't have a portal or something, like a sinkhole energy back there, too. Sometimes that can happen, too, where you just have a really dense place of energy. So sometimes prayer, sacred circles, a certain stone that you can put there that really breaks it up can really help increase that flow and help to break up that stuck energy.
Yeah, what would be a great stone for that? Because I got loads of them here.
Gotcha. You might want to think about like a generator, kind of like crystal. You could use any kind of the real grounding ones like jasper, but you need to bring a lot of energy in there. So like amethyst, jade. Really, you could even go to if you have a river nearby, go get a river rock. The river stone will hold the water energy of flow, and that could be out of any kind of stone material, but bring the river rock in, and it will hum and sing that river song to the rest of your property to get it to flow. Yep, that's what Gabriel's saying.
Wow, so a river song, that's different.
Hey, they have a different remedy, and that's what makes it really fun and why I love doing house blessings, because every piece of property is different in what the land wants and what the house wants. Mm. So your land spirit is who's talking the most, and it definitely feels more fairy-like, almost like dryad-like, because you do have so many big trees on your property. So you might want to find that big, big cedar, big tree that's on your property. I think that's an elder spirit. And if you talk to them, they'll kind of be the voice for your land.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I took down, and it was over a ton of cactus for a good reason.
Gotcha.
All right, it was so big and tall, and then it went, you know, all the way across the yard. I'm like, no, you're not going to keep growing and having babies here. As we know, points are not good, you know, so... I was like, goodbye. So we got rid of that. And then the house, you know, the energy shifted big time here.
Mm, yeah. Awesome. Well, and cactuses are our guardians, protectors. So if you took out the big matriarch, then you need to be sure that you're inviting a spirit guardian there. So you've got a few on there, a few rocks, some other cactus, some big trees. So just kind of browse around and see what one you're drawn to.
Yeah, I know which one it is. So
good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, with your, house blessings, do you do them on the phone with the people?
I do. Cause obviously I can't be everywhere. So I've helped people around the world tune in, cause I can remote view. Spirit takes me to the place. So I can kind of browse and see what's going on. And what I just did with you is I can instantly tune into the land and kind of pass on that message of what the land's needing. So again, the land is speaking up for you really strongly, and anybody else listening, definitely, you know, look around your property, see what predominant tree, stone, or feature is in your land, and that could be the guardian spirit. For me, I have a gigantic 100-foot cherry tree in my backyard. Let me tell you, that is the guardian of my land.
Yeah, I understand that now because my neighbors had a tree in their backyard and they had it cut down. And this is a little scary, so not even 2 days later, my neighbor got sick and passed. Okay.
Oh.
And he was in direct line where he slept and where he sat of that tree. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to really understand that, like you're saying, it's protection too.
Yep. We share the property with those beings. We definitely want to co-create with them in a harmonious way.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time, Raven.
And you are welcome, and blessings to you and your property, dear.
Thank you. We deserve that.
Absolutely. Thank
Yay,
you, Marlene.
Good.
Thank you, Marlene. Great question. Thank you.
Yay.
Yay. All right, so we're going to go to Sadia. Sadia, I'm going to unmute you, Sadia.
Thank you so much, Alert, for taking my call.
Sure. Hi.
Hi, Raven.
Hi.
Hi, Raven. I am based in Toronto, Scarborough mainly, and since I've come to this apartment, I have been sick, and now it's gotten to the point that I'm unable to do my household chores.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's just getting really bad. I had to actually call my mom for 6 months from overseas to help me, and she left last month, and I'm really struggling now. I'm wondering, I've done a lot of clearings and packages for this, energy and all the demonic stuff and all that. I'm wondering if you can see what's going on and how I can resolve it.
Well, thank you for calling in. Very brave. Thank you. And also bringing up the notion of rented space, because that is really challenging when we don't own it. When we own something, we can really enforce our will because we are connected to the land because we've got that deed. We have that connection, that money. But rented space really belongs to somebody else. We're paying for the right to be able to have that small space. And when you are in an apartment setting, you're sharing walls with other people, which makes it really difficult. Yeah. So the first thing is, on any kind of dwelling like that, especially the older ones, be sure that you're checking, and this is like very physical, but it's popping into my head really strongly, is check for black mold. You've got sensitivities and you're very sensitive to your environment, and depending on what they use material wise and the condition of the property, sometimes health issues actually come from the degrading of the place you're living. This is pretty notorious for apartments and dwellings like that. So just something, kind of a heads up on there to be sure you're checking your dwelling. As for energetic, really, when you're making that bubble, and it is like a bubble that you create, you are enforcing with the help of your angels, your guides, to make that bubble that this property, this place within that apartment is your safe space. And you do it like a bullseye. So your bedroom should always be off limits to guests, unless that's somebody that you want to come in your bedroom. Really, your bedroom is your sanctuary. Do not let people wander through, because you want that to be the safest place, the center of the bullseye of your home. And this is for apartment or house. From there, you have your living space, your living room, and your kitchen, and that's where guests can intermingle. And it also is kind of more an energetic place where people kind of hang out. And technically, that's oftentimes where spirits like to hang out, by the front door, by the living room area, the place where you like hang out, or your kitchen area. And then the other places, storage areas, are oftentimes where the stored energies are. So be sure that you're really putting those layers of protection around you, and you can, or in your bedroom, to really create that safe, healing space, grid out your bedroom with crystals. So you can just get quartz crystals, even marbles will work in a pinch from the dollar store, and just put the crystals on the four corners of your bed. You can put that in your mattress or just literally under your bed, and really see that circle as healing. That will make a healing safe place while you sleep so that you can get that healing you need and get a break from the rest of the energy of your apartment. The other thing you can use is protective charms or wards or even oil. You can use juniper oil or cedar oil, put it on a Q-tip, and after you've saged out your apartment, again, stating that this is my place, only what is appropriate are allowed in these walls. Everything else has to stay outside, and nothing may come in but only love and light. Then take that Q-tip with that cedar oil or juniper oil and rub it around the frame of your door. Oh. What you're creating is a ward, like literally a gate that only love and light may come into. And that's what I like to repeat as I go around the door frame. Only love and light may enter. Only love and light may enter. Only love and light may enter. And I keep repeating it as I go around. You could even go around to the walls and put a dot on each of your walls so that only love and light can come through the wall, and everything else, including noise and craziness from your neighbors, have to stay in their apartment. That right there will help you. And you can use that in an office setting too. I've been in therapy offices where their different clients' energy was coming through the walls. And so I put a crystal on each of the walls to hold the grid of that office, creating a safe space. That's why all the practitioners of the office building I was in would come and hang out in my office, because it was like a deep breath and a break. So try that. Make sure you check the actual physicalness of your apartment. Make sure there's nothing funky going on. But
can I just add to that really quickly, Raven?
Yeah.
When my daughter first moved into her first apartment here in Toronto, she had mold in her bathroom. And when I got there, because she moved in before I got there, when I got there, I was like, oh my God, you know, and she wasn't feeling good. She was tired. She was, and when I got there and I didn't see the mold right away. And then I started like feeling off, and I started coughing, and I started feeling sick. Like for me, it's like that, you know, and then I found it and I cleaned it really, really well. And just even within, you know, an hour or two of me cleaning all the mold, getting rid of it all, I was like, oh, I can breathe, you know? Wow. So the mold, unfortunately, and I'm in Toronto, right, Sadia? So it's like, yeah. So the houses, unfortunately, some of them, apartments, check the mold, and it's, really check it. I mean, you can see it normally, right? Like black spots, right?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. I got a mold expert to get, because I'm living in Toronto community housing, which is like, you know, it's a lot of people with, you know, addictions and mental health, and I got the experts to come into my apartment, and they didn't find any mold. And I was like confused. I was like, because I was told mold, and I was told that there's mold in my body as well.
What about asbestos?
Okay, I don't know about that. What's that?
Mold can also be in between the walls. You can't always see it. And if they do surface tests, it won't show up. It can be in between the wall layers.
Oh my, so what do I do about that?
Then you're looking at having to move, because, you know, unfortunately, when it's in between the walls, it's out of an area where you can get to. And again, it's a rented space. So it's not up to you. It'd be up to the landlord, is that you're going to have to find another place to live. Yeah. So, it comes down to that. And sometimes, because it sounds like it's a transient and some of the clientele that's in that apartment, this might be spirit's way of telling you you need to find somewhere else. So know that if you are being pushed out because of health, because of crazy neighbors, because of what's going on, know that this is spirit's way of pushing you, putting a fire under your hiney, and so that it's more uncomfortable to stay there than it is.
Oh my goodness.
So you need to go find a different place. And if that's what spirit wants you to do, you will find that place quickly and easily, because you're digging in. You need to stop digging in, and you need to fly away.
You know, it's strange you say that, because I've been getting this message for over a year, and I've been, due to my health, I've not been able to take the courage to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like thinking, okay, maybe I can just fix this place, get it more
energy. Oh my gosh, do it! Because let me tell you, I had to live with a place that had black mold. It was in between the walls. There was no way for us to touch it. It affects you physically, mentally. It can cause depression. It can do all kinds of things to you. So yeah. Once you get out, though, you feel fabulous. I moved and I feel so much better. Exactly. And again, the moving allowed the roof to be replaced, which a lot of that's where it was. And so the new people put a new roof on it. It was solved and I was out of there and my whole family felt tons better. So sometimes it is a physical component along with energetic. So just, again, that intuition, use your intuition. Yes. So yeah. And then of course, you're the signs from spirit. So you call intuition.
And if nothing is working,
and my life has been blocked, and everything, my health is going downhill, and I've been here for like I moved in 2014. I'm like, my goodness, what am I gonna do now? It's getting worse.
Yeah, time to move.
Okay. Time to move. And this year is all about new beginnings, new starts. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, use the energy that's available. Go get a new health, new place, and new life. Yay!
Yes, that is a crystal clear message, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you called in, Sadia. Yeah.
And thank you so much, Alara, for sharing your experience of your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. And downtown Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ghostland.
Yep. I never know what, I mean, yeah. Don't. I don't even want to know what else was in that place. It was so scary.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. I'm glad she's not there anymore.
Yeah.
There are no mold, because I can feel it right away if there's mold, right? So there's no mold here. It's all good.
Wow, my goodness. Okay, great. Thank you so much for bringing Raven on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.
All right, so who and what is next? 1 second. So Valerie's asking, I have an issue with plugged kitchen drains since purchasing this home over 10 years. Ongoing. Every tenant in the basement has health issues.
There's that drainage thing I talked about. Sometimes it's very practical. When we have a backed up sewer, backed up drainage, it means that energy is not draining on the property too. And that downstairs sink bathroom area is key, because your whole house is like a vortex. It can go down or it can go up. So in the up rooms, I find when trying to shift energy and to get energy to leave the house, opening windows upstairs or even opening the hatch to the attic can allow energy to flow out. Downstairs, it's about that plumbing. So when you flush your toilet in the basement, it can actually help drain the whole energy in the whole house. So if it's backed up, it means like a zit, all that energy is getting bigger and bigger until it pops, or it affects the people living there, because energy has to go somewhere, including us, because we're always coming in and out. So definitely get that plumbing taken care of, but also think about what you can add to that space downstairs. Think about, again, that flowing water. You can get a picture of a waterfall and put it in that bathroom or near that sink downstairs, and that will help facilitate flow. You can also put multifaceted crystals, hang them from the roof to help disperse the energy, and then regular cleansings using sage, but also you can use salt. Salt breaks up, and it's actually one of the common ingredients in floor powders that you use to vacuum up. So, but a little bit of salt, and we're talking good old salt, I got it right here. Just take a little bit, and it could be the cheapy salt you get from the grocery store. Take a little bit of that and throw it into those spaces, like your crawl space, like your attic, like the garage, like the closet where you keep all your tchotchkes. It helps to break up the energy as you're using the sage and to get it out the house. The other thing that you can use is a bell or a wind chime. I have a Tibetan bell right here. I use this quite a bit for clearings, because you can actually hear the resonance of the bell hit spirits. So as you ring it, you can hear it, the sound actually warble. It's clear right now because I just saged the house, but it kind of makes a wah, 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 kind of a warbling sound as it hits spirits. So as you're saging downstairs, use a bell, and then you can actually hear if that space is getting clear.
So she's been using a rattle, and so she's saying that the problem is no problem in downstairs kitchen, it's her kitchen. But you mentioned something about downstairs. I don't know what that was. Every tenant in the basement has health issues.
Yeah.
So she's using a rattle. Because everything goes down. Yeah. So use a rattle. That's awesome. You know, that will also help to break
rattles up. Rattles work too. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's also thinking of removing a cottonwood tree that's near her house.
So cottonwoods are water trees. Again, there's that water issue again. Be pretty interesting. Just definitely explain to the tree why you have to remove it and, again, offer those offerings to it in removal and see if there's a piece of the tree, maybe some of that wood wants to be kept behind. So you can use that for a stick for a new rattle. Maybe you're making a new rattle from that cottonwood tree. So just see what you can do to offer back to that tree for taking out. Because sometimes we do have to remove trees, we have to remove things, but we can always honor that tree, the life it gave, by utilizing it somehow in our sacreds.
And so Ricky's talking about, so hopefully that helps, Valerie. Hopefully I asked the questions properly and got the questions right. Ricky's asking, the man that built this home, I guess the home that she's in, is hanging around us, flipping lights to communicate. He keeps popping paint cans. I don't know if he's saying paint now.
Yeah. Again, some of those original owners, because they have a lot of pride in their home and they stay behind. So again, use your main spirit guide, Archangel Michael, whoever, to kind of be the bouncer for some of these spirits and to behave themselves. Like I had to do with Bill, I had to negotiate. I had to like leave beers on his workbench downstairs. It's one of the things I would do. I'd leave a beer bottle open with the beer because I don't drink beer. I'd get a beer for him, leave it open. And then I just had a really good conversation with him and said, hey, look, dude, you know, I can't have you open and closing your doors at 5 o'clock or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning because it wakes me and the baby up. So you can probably have a conversation with him and said, hey, yeah, I know I want to paint the house. Tell you what, you bring the funds and I will paint the house or the painter to come do it. Mm. So negotiate with them and have them help you bring the funds to be able to do those things around the house. And again, think of this as a wonderful thing. You know who the guardian of your house is. We have a spirit like that is working really strongly. They work with the spirit of the house. You have a ghost and probably a spirit of the house that are working toward what they want of the house. Just this kind of explain to them what your timetable is for having these things happen. And a lot of times when you tell them, hey, I don't got the funds to do that, a lot of times they'll back off because they understand it takes money to be able to fix up the house. But they will help with that, oftentimes bringing you door-to-door painters and advertisement. Again, they're trying to drop the hint. So just kind of explain your circumstances, but put them to work. Have them bring the monies, help the angels or the guardians of your land and your spirit guides to produce the funds to be able to do those things you want to do to fix around the house. If you make a promise, though, be sure to keep it. Again, these are the cohabitators of your house, and you want to make sure you're communicating clearly, but keeping everybody happy, too. So they will work with you, though. And then, and again, it's that pride. You have someone who put a lot of pride in their house by just doing a little bit, by cleaning up or doing some little things around the house to fix it up, that can really help that agreement you have with the spirit.
Awesome. Thank you. Again, great question. And it's like, you know, maybe I just love that popping paint can. So maybe he wants you to paint, but yeah, tell him. It's like, okay, I don't have the money to paint right now. So can you bring me the money so I can paint? But that's good.
Definitely.
Yeah, and it's good, Ricky, that you were able to know who it is, you know, that is, you know.
That's huge.
So that's huge. Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, so let's just take a moment and talk about the special offer that you have for us today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/raven5. Am I right? Yes. All right. So Raven has a special offer, which includes a 60-minute house blessing video and a 30-minute personal session with Raven for $88. So Raven, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, definitely. The video really goes in depth on how to do a blessing. I actually go through the actual ceremony of doing a blessing. So I talk about the tools that you'll need to use, how to gather that, how to get in touch with your spirit guardian that's working with you, have a little meditation in there, and you actually go around and do the blessing, which is awesome. So the clearing part and the blessing in that video. And then the follow-up 30 minutes is for you and I to chat if you have any particular questions about your house, and then also to connect you with that land and house spirit. So definitely a voice for spirit guides. Want to help you get connected, because by knowing the guardian of your space, you can then work directly to create those wards and protection and really feel safe in your home. So the spirit said 88 because 88 is 8 is infinity, creating that beautiful energy exchange between you and spirit. So yay, have fun. And again, I can help you wherever you are, be it an apartment, be it a house, or even an attached garage or whatever it is. I've definitely seen a lot of different things. You've kind of heard what I've talked about today on the show. So definitely I can help you get connected and go forward in your house.
So with the 30-minute session, for example, can you actually do the cleansing, clearing, and the blessing?
Like if somebody can't do the whole blessing cleansing, but I can definitely identify the who's on your property, spirit guide wise, land wise, and then maybe some things that could really help you with that. Mm-hmm. The video actually goes over the ceremony pretty quickly, and I probably could have some quick suggestions. I'll be taking a browse at everybody's house or apartment or dwelling when they contact me, and then the information will come through will be huge.
No, for sure. Absolutely. I definitely know that. Now, I was just curious because some people may not know, you know, I mean, that's why the video is there, how to do a clear cleansing and how to do a blessing, right?
Definitely. Well, and a blessing cleansing is quite a process. Not only do I have to look at, you know, the property and get an idea of where you're at, but I have to also identify all the spirits and negotiate with them and help clear in energies and entities, because sometimes there are entities that hang about. And then also have to look at the person, because as in the first question, sometimes it's not just about our house, it's also our patterns and what we're bringing, especially if we're bringing forward a pattern. So that whole process actually usually takes about a week. There's a lot that goes into a house blessing and a clearing. Mm. So, and really to go deep. The actual ceremony can take several hours to do, but yeah. I can boil it down to about an hour for phone sessions in person, because I'm around the Seattle area. It takes usually about 3 hours to do the ceremony. So yeah. It's the walkthrough, the identification, and the ceremony is quite a process.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that people don't realize. They think it's just, I don't know what, but yeah, you know, when you do a house cleansing, you know,
wave the sage and you're done, right? There's a lot of, when you do a proper ceremony, it's really about announcing to spirit, hey, this is who I am and this is what I want in this house. How can we do this together? And then you go around with your guides after you've called them all in. You go from room to room, spreading that salt, doing the sage, ringing the bell. But what you're really doing is in your intention. You're putting your intention that this is my space. This is what I want in this space. I want my guides in here, and I want this to happen. And then by negotiating that with those spirits, with those guardians, those beings that watch over your house, then you create that sacred space. And then you thank them by putting those offerings out, or protective devices. Sometimes it's a charm, maybe it's a little dragon charm like this, little jade dragon, an evil eye. There's lots of different protective devices. Crystals, I mentioned that one person I would save and then put the crystals down to ward that. That's quite a process with all that. But again, it's by doing a big blessing, we should be able to then maintain those wards, those protections with just the bell or a sage. One of the things I talk about in the video is stacking, somehow having a way for spirit to communicate to you. I like to stack stones or have a wind chime so they can get my attention that allows me to know when I need to do maybe a better blessing or cleansing of the home. It's something I do usually once a year, but again, you can do it as much as you want, especially if you've got big processing going in your house or you have someone coming in or leaving. It can really disrupt, or big construction can really disrupt the energy on the property, and sometimes you need to do a blessing then to kind of help reset everything.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So does anybody have any more questions? Hello?
Me. It's Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. There you are.
Hi, Raven. This is fantastic. I really enjoy this very much.
Awesome.
My question is...
We can hardly hear you, Linda.
Oh, you can't... Oh, I know my... Oh.
No, that's worse.
Okay. Is that better?
Sure.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, sorry. I've been trying to get things messed up sometimes. Okay, so I have a husband who leaves me like 4 months out of the year, and I cleanse this place like crazy. But so far, I haven't been able to bring in much money flow. So I don't know what that's about.
Gotcha. So again, this is a good reflection that when you have changed the feng shui, you've cleansed the house, you've worked on your home, then you need to look at the reflection of you. So in Vishnu, we often talk about feng shui, but we don't always talk about Vishnu. And Vishnu is actually the Hindi way of doing feng shui in the house, which I love, because they are very complementary to each other. And if one way doesn't work, then the other way works better, which is really funny between feng shui and Vishnu. So in Vishnu, your house, all the different parts of your house are a reflection of you. So if you have like a lot of clutter in your garage, that would be your hiney or your bathroom is your digestion. Or your heart is your bedroom. So always look at those different places. So as you've done all your fixes and everything in your home and added to those prosperity sections of your house, always refer back to in your own self, in your body, what is that connected to? What I'm hearing big time is heart. So be sure that you're allowing and deserving of the riches of the universe so that now that you've taken care of the house part, it's time to take care of the internal house. It's time to look at your own patterns around lack, around wealthiness and prosperity, and be sure you're working on that. And again, your husband too. So you can only do what you can. You can be that force of change you want to see and be an example, but he will have to make a choice to change his prosperity issues too.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And again, we do that by example. So be the change you want to see. So live prosperity, you know, be that change, live richly, you know, make those choices. I love this beautiful shawl that you have on. It's all woo, luxurious, you know, woo, soft and fluffy. So it's like having that and encouraging him to be able to indulge, to have those things to deserve. If he wants a new shirt, if he wants to go on a trip, if he wants to get a new fishing pole, it's like, yes, because you deserve that. And when you have that deservance, when you allow those things to come in, all of a sudden the universe goes, I think they deserve more. And then the money comes in to support that thinking. So start doing those little things for yourself and give him permission to do the same. And then you'll see prosperity flying in.
Well, he does indulge quite heavily. He buys himself horses and horse trailers and...
Oh!
Anything he dang well pleases, and I don't get the same, so...
So there you go. So you need to work on the deservance for you, and he needs to woe his horses.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for being a good example and asking that question, because a lot of us do need to know when to go and when to pull back a little bit. So good job. And again, our house is a reflection of us. So yeah, look around what else you want to add in. So maybe you need to look in your heart, in your bedroom, what wonderful thing you need to bring in there for you, to bring your riches for you.
Where did you get the Tibetan bell?
You can get them online pretty easily. A lot of different Tibetan Nepal sites. I think NepalToday.com or lots of different sites like that. You can buy the bells and you're supporting the villages that make them. So definitely look around for some of the Nepal sites that support directly to the people.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you
very much. This is wonderful. Thanks, Alara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on. Okay, so... what was I going to say? So that whole thing that Linda just mentioned about the prosperity and the husband and wife, what if one of them is feeling prosperous and doing all sorts of stuff, but the other one is not, right?
Yep.
I mean, So, wow, I don't know. And it's like, and what also is coming up is sometimes, you know, in a husband-wife relationship, you know, the husband might be the main breadwinner, for example. And so he provides and pays for all the, like the house, the food, and so on and so forth, right? So, great, you know, you're supported, but he doesn't pay for, like, classes, or if you want to buy something frivolous for yourself, or you want to get your nails done, or what is that?
And so communication is a big part of it right there. It's always about communication and also self-worth, because, you know, and again, it's, you know, be it man-woman or woman-woman, man-man relationship, it doesn't matter who the partners are. It's about open communication between them and also honoring each person's work. I mean, if you are staying home and you're helping raise the kids and take care of the house, that's a job. We need to stop thinking this not as a job, that just because you stay home that, you know, you have to do all this stuff. There a lot of angst comes in the home, and then our home can reflect that angst when we're not being properly respected and honored for the work we do. Mother's Day is just coming up here this weekend, and that's when we honor mom. And I love this joke that I've seen, a cartoon that said, you know, to give you the day off, mom, we hired all these people, and they have like a cook, a chauffeur, a nurse, a school teacher, you know, all the things that we do to be mom, to help around the house, or dad, or whoever. Yeah. So I think it's about that communication and really honoring each other. And again, that's where sometimes when it's easier sometimes to see outside of ourselves what we need to change. And that's why we want to change stuff in our house or bring that protection or make it feel wonderful. But we always need to reflect back in, because when you're pointing a finger, there's always three that come back to you. So your house is always a reflection of you. And like, here's another big thing in Vishnu, which is your front of your house, that faces the street, is your face you show the public. Mm-hmm. So if you are in the work like we do and you want to get out there, you really got to look at your front of your house. How is it? Is it look good? Does it have curb appeal? Do you need a fresh coat of paint? Do you need all that kind of stuff? Because that's how you get seen, you get noticed. And also universe notices you and brings more prosperity. So that front of the house is the face you show the public. Your backyard is your secret getaway. That's all you back there, what you don't show the public. And that can be pretty reflective too. So again, inside the house is all those organs. So like your digestion and all that is the kitchen where you bring in the food, and the bathroom where you let go of the food. That's all of your digestion. So if you've got digestion issues, you might want to look at your bathroom. Is it a safe place to go to the bathroom? Do you need to put some life in there? You might need to have some more colors and make it fun. Because, you know, if the digestion's not working, that's not fun. And your bathroom's not fun to do it in, then yeah, that's just adding it to it. So things to think about, that reflection part, it really kind of helps us navigate. And then also look at, because one of the biggest questions I get for people that are doing a house cleansing and they're cleaning up their house for clutter is, where do I start? And I always tell people, start in your bedroom, because that's your heart. That's where you make the biggest changes. So it's what you have next to you while you sleep. Do you see all your dirty clothes? Do you have tons of pictures of your family in there? Your family goes in your family room. That's why we call it family room. You do not want pictures of your grandparents staring at you while you're getting the naughty on with your partner. Kick them out to the family room and make your bedroom the sanctuary you want it to be.
Oh.
Right?
Right. Okay, awesome. Cool. I mean, like, so many little ahas, you know. It's like, yeah, I need to go, you know, when I go back to Vienna, take a look at my bedroom and get that, you know, vamped up a little bit. Changed a little bit. Sinus conditions? Can you talk about sinus conditions?
Well, if you're for most of us with the sudden shift of seasons, it's called allergies. A lot of us have had allergies. But also, are you opening up your house for fresh air? We don't always think about it, but because we have our windows closed all the time, you know, there's the mold issue, but there's dust, there can be allergens in there. You got to open up those windows and get fresh air in. And it also encourages fresh energy to come in too. So be sure that you're letting that, or get HIPAA filter fans. I have a dust allergy, so I totally sympathize in the wintertime, because, you know, when it's 20 degrees outside, we don't want to have the windows all the way open. I use a HIPAA filter fan quite a bit to help me to be able to breathe. Energetically, it's usually all the processing that's happening. And then be careful of the incense and stuff you're using. It's great to do that, but make sure you're getting good quality. If you're using low quality incense, it puts a lot of contaminants in the air, which can add to sinus issues. So just really be sure that you're using good quality stuff, good ventilation, and also that you're allowing the shift of energy, because anytime we are processing, again, there's that shedding, that husk that I talked about, and it can kind of irritate us, and irritation is oftentimes through our nose. So there you go.
And, you know, for some of us who do energy work daily, every day, we are processing quite a bit, right? And so that means that we need to cleanse and clear our energy field, but we also need to cleanse and clear our space as well, because the space is taking up that processing too, right?
Yeah, and that's where a bell is awesome, because after you're done meditating, you ring the bell, which calls in those angels, those beings, to help with that prayer, that meditation, but it also cleanses the space instantly. It's what I use for my office. I have a beautiful studio that I rent out, and to keep it clear for any other practitioner or yoga that comes in the studio, I use bells and I use sprays. I make this wonderful Archangel Michael spray, and I use your Palm Salo too, and I spray it to cleanse the area, because it's not as stinky as sage, because I don't want to offend anybody, but energetically it cleanses and clears instantly.
Yeah, awesome. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Anybody else have any question for Raven about, you know, not just necessarily house blessing, but you know, I'm even those pesky things that might be in your house. That's for me, that is a topic that I don't really talk about very often. Is those pesky beings that may be there that, you know, need to go, but you do need to talk to them. You do need to say, you know, you can go now. Thank you.
Definitely. And again, a lot of people that are concerned about demons and things like that is particularly haunted houses with demons. That is a contract between the house and the land, and is a little bit rarer than we think. A lot of the spirits or entities around us, they are there for processing. They help us actually process the negativity, the drama, the depression we're going through. And because you are what you eat, they feel negative. So they get misnamed as a demon, when really they're just an entity to help clean up that energy. But they do need released, because after they've had a big meal, they need to be moved on to help somebody else. So a house blessing clearing helps to move those entities. And sometimes they're just in our house. Sometimes they're attached to us in our knees, our shoulders, our arms, and cause pain. So it's definitely an entity that you want to move on. And again, this is where having that communication with your land and house spirit and your guardian spirits, your spirit guides you work with, can really help you, because they can identify these entity spirits and oftentimes do the talking and negotiating for you, so you don't have to do it. You give permission to them to be able to clear them out. Like, you can literally see the angels flapping their wings and blowing all these things out. You can even get a dragon. And the nice thing about having a little statue, like I have a little dragon here. I love this little guy. Mm-hmm. This is one of my guardians. So all I got to do is just pet him on the head and say, hey, can you clear the house? And instantly, every time I look at him when I walk past that altar, he blows fire and clears the house for my processing, but for my son, my husband, and my pets, because pets process too. So we always want to include all of them in that cleansing process to make that space beautiful for everybody involved, seen and unseen, because you got all your spirits that are working with you too.
Awesome. Thank you. And yeah. Gwyneth, you had a question, Gwyneth?
Yes. I've got a house. It's got a nice garden at the back, a lovely magnolia tree. But I still really don't feel I belong here. My bedroom is a bit of a mess. I need to have a go with that, because I've got so many books. It's partly finding the space, but and knowing where to start. But you know, I do a lot of cleansing stuff and all that, and it's just holding that vibration. And somehow this house doesn't seem to be helping me. The garden I love, and I am growing a few potatoes and beans, and my, yeah, the garden front and back, slightly wild garden, but and a little pond and some frogs.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of feeling it, honey, why you're not feeling at home. You are fae. You're fairy. It's just singing through looking at you. So you're not alone. A lot of Star Nation, a lot of angelics, a lot of fae people don't feel home in their own home because you literally don't feel home in this body because you are a being, this other being from another realm, and you're here in this human body being a mentor, a guide, and a teacher, and to help all of us remember to be wild and connect with nature again. That's why your outside land feels more like home than your inside. Yeah. So you might want to ask what the outside needs to come in, like plants, crystals, stones, any of that nature that you can bring inside can really help you make it feel like home. Invite those fairies, that family inside. And the biggest thing is don't have that separation anymore. You need to feel at home with them. So most people that I find that are angelics or fairy or dragon is that they have to reconnect with their family. Once they feel like they are, their family is here and now, then they don't have that sadness in the heart and that disconnection. So part of it, yes, you can bring it into your physical house, but part of it is spirit work you got to do to reconnect with your family so that you don't feel like you're alone anymore.
But by family, you mean fairy family?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm very alone in this place, though. I just haven't made friends, and I don't have a man. Not that, you know, and that's for a long time. I'm not just obsessing with that, but it would be nice, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and I don't want to just say, right, I'll move to Tim. I need to feel a reason to move. You know, there has to be a link.
Gotcha.
I know I have to go from the heart step by step, but I don't feel I'll stay here, but...
Well, and that's it. You know, sometimes our loneliness then drives us to make that connection and we do move. So, you know, definitely tune in and see if this is spirit giving you the nudge, it's time to leave, or do you need to connect with that fairy family and actually grow your community? Because as you connect with your unseen fairy family, you will then connect with your fairy kin, other people that carry that fairy energy, and connect with other like-minded souls and have that community. So sometimes, and that actually might even make you move. You never know when you find fairy.
There's not many around here. I mean, there are really not many around here.
Exactly. So you might end up moving, but you might want to look at Finhorn. That's a community, but they have some great books and stuff about fairies. I know out here in Washington, we've got the Fairy Congress, all kinds of people. But as we connect, then it's like our home becomes our nest, but we are travelers and fly out to where we need to go.
Yeah.
So I can see them around you. And it's kind of a combination of both. You're kind of on that edge of getting ready to move. So you need to have a good conversation with your land outside and your house. See what needs to change to make it more a nest you want to be, or is it ready to pack up the nest and fly somewhere else? You're just on that edge.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck. That's tough.
Just a bit, you know, just to break the cycle, you know, to just get a bit of oomph. Start with the bedroom.
Definitely. Well, definitely bring that nature inside. I think that'll help you, fairy woman.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Gwyneth.
Thank you. Thank you, Alara.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm so glad that, you know, Gwyneth talked about that, because it's true. Sometimes we don't feel at home where we are. You know, for a lot of us, I mean, I live where I live, but do I feel, I've never felt at home, you know? So it's just a place where I live. It's like, no big deal. I have, you know, raised the vibration quite a bit of my space, for sure, and all that wonderful stuff. But it's, you know, I'm not tied to it in any way, you know? So it's like, it's just where I live. It's just where I live. It's not really, you know, home. What is home, right?
Most definitely. And for a lot of star people and angel people, putting roots deep into the earth can be a little scary because, you know, our natural state is of spirit and we're from up there. So to really put your roots down, it takes a lot of effort. So sometimes that's something we have to work at. And other times we just have to allow ourselves to be at rest wherever we're at. So where you're at right now in Toronto, but also in Vienna, you've built a nest there and it's temporary. But that's the cool thing is that our home, our center of us is in our heart. It's not in our home, it's in us. Yeah. So we really are wherever we are at. So yeah, it's definitely something to look at, and the different parts of you too, because sometimes there's a part of you that is afraid to make it a home, and maybe you've got stuff from childhood, or your inner child needs help, or there's maybe something from past life, or your ancestry that's preventing you from feeling at home. So that's definitely something to look at.
Awesome, thank you. And what about, can you talk a little bit about pets too, though, for a second?
Yeah, so pets, a big part of pets is that they've made a contract to help us. That's why they domesticated and hang out with us. And they also process our energy. So they can be affected by all that stuff that's hanging around the house, and they can process too. So when we're blessing and clearing the house or saging, be sure that we're including our pets in there too, because they're releasing and cleansing energy. And sometimes we have to remind them that they do not have to process all of our energy for us. Mm-hmm. They lovingly do it, but it's not always appropriate. And sometimes why our pets get sick, because they're trying to process human energy. So we just need to remind them that they can help us, but they do not have to run our gunk through their form. So yeah, it's just something that we can help remind them to make them healthier. And then, of course, our home, what we're cooking on, from Teflon to the chemicals we use to aerosols and things like that, we definitely need to keep that in mind on the physical aspect, because they're a lot more sensitive to us and it can affect them. And we're starting to see more and more of that, of how sound and chemicals are affecting our pets. So that sanctuary, that home, be sure that it's being safe for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. All right, everyone. Anybody else have any last question? I'm just going to double check and see. Because I'm trying to think of this, like, you know, like, I don't know. I got nothing.
So there's a statue here. So here's my winged lion.
Nice.
Found that on Amazon. This is the guardian of my house, or one of them. I've got several that adopted me. But it, you know, again, you can find a little guardian to put out, and then you know, put that by your front door. This is classic, you know, guardian lions or winged lions. This is something you see all through Europe. You've probably seen it in Vienna. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's because they are traditional protectors of the home. So find what works for you, a statue, a stone, evil eye, like it's a blue glass eyeball. It's very traditional in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. You know, these different items that you can have by your front door can really help bring that protection and just that well-being when you come and go out of the house. And let me tell you, by putting those items up or putting that oil around the door, I've had less door-to-door salespeople come because the intention is only love and light may enter here or may come to my house. And because I give permission for my guardians to keep anything that is not in the best interest of me off my property, they don't even walk onto my property. So it's been great.
So we can even do that with our phones then, so that we don't get so many telemarketers calling us.
Exactly. And then if people do come, because I do get guests and stuff, and let's face it, family gatherings are notorious for them to bring not only themselves but all their baggage, is you can actually ask your guardian spirit of your house to make sure that all that stuff stays at the curb, and when they leave, it has to go with them. So that way it's not even coming in the house. That really helps at holidays and gatherings to be sure that you really are keeping the house clear. And after everybody leaves, be sure to get that sage out, that spray out, that bell out, and ring it and clear the space. You will really notice when you get in the habit of doing that. And it's funny, as soon as people are getting in their car, driving away, the sage is out at my house. It's clearing out, and it makes such a difference. I can tell if I forget that night, I usually have to wake up and go around with the sage, because it makes such a difference. Yeah. So just these little healthy habits you get into, and you'll notice a difference for your own health, your own clarity, and focus. So definitely make it a habit.
Yeah, you have to. And, you know, and even like for me, I should be clearing my energy more every day because I'm on these calls every day, right? Or, you know, a lot. So I should be clearing my energy and my space more often too, right? Because of the energies that I may be picking up, or just, you know, from the communication, from the you know, energies of all the people on all the calls, the guests, that, you know, so on and so forth, right?
And that can be a mantra that you do, because I do that, because again, you can, everybody that listen to me, you can see how fast I tune in to stuff. So I see your guys, I see it, I instantly clear. So after I'm done, I love all you guys, but I always say, I'm done, I don't want anymore, I clear this space for the next person, I clear this space for myself. By clearing that, you make a void, and the universe hates voids, which actually sets you up for prosperity. Because if you cleared the space, you are then allowing the universe to bring something new in, which is beautiful. So that's a great way to do it. It can just be a quick mantra you say in your head, and it also clears you. And again, that's where a bell afterwards can really help, because it just told the universe, I'm done, it's clear, and please cleanse me. It can be really, really quick.
Yeah,
I have it on my door, so that way, or on my window, so I can just ring at the end of the day. Helps clear the space, because this is in my home. And same thing, even though we're online, I'm still bringing this energy into my home. So I clear this out, and I try to contain my business in this room, which makes it easier, because then I can set this room up for that. So if you have a meditation space, office space where you do your work, if you try to keep it to one space, that can really help too.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. All right, everyone. That was, so much information, right? So much wisdom, so much teaching, so many different tools, so many different techniques that we can use to cleanse our home, cleanse our space. I still have more questions, though, about the guardians, you know, especially since you just showed that winged lion. It's like, so maybe I should be putting something at my front door. You know?
Yeah, definitely. And again, any kind of a spirit guide meditation will work. So just like clear yourself, meditate, you know, sit in your house, make sure you have the phones off, make yourself peaceful, and then say, please reveal to me the spirit of my home. Please reveal to me the spirit of my land. That might be the same. It might be two different spirits. You might want to sit outside to connect with the land, sit inside for the house. But then have whatever spirit or guide or guardian or whatever creature wants to come forward to help you. It could be a wolf. It could be a bear. It could be a dragon. It could be a winged lion. It could be an angel. It could just be the ghost of the house. Whatever spirit comes forward, then you can have a conversation with them. You know, say, you know, who are you? What are you? And what do you need? What can I do to help you? So then you can work together. Like that one person, paint your house.
Exactly. So there is always one, right? There's always one for the land.
Sometimes there can be a group. For me, because I went to several homes and put offers on those homes and ended up taking a stone from each of those houses to connect with it, I have three guardians. So I have a wolf, a winged lion, and a dragon, and they all sit on top of my house watching over the land, and it's great. And then the land itself has that cherry tree, so typically I have four, not to mention all the guys I work with and the 50-foot medicine wheel in the backyard I work with. So it's like spirit playland here. There's a lot of spirits. That's just who I am, because if I'm going to be a ghost magnet, I'm going to have fun with it. So I do need really strong guides and really strong protectors to help protect me from all those spirits coming and going, and be sure that they behave themselves. So like I have a spirit bench. I think I mentioned it in the video. I have a spirit bench where I actually painted it and made it so that spirits can come sit there and wait their turn to be talked to. I got tired of them opening the front door and walking in. So again, a lot of it is just that communication you have with your teams and setting up that protocol and that protection so that you can rest at ease.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. So much for us to do, guys. So much for us to do, because we live in our house for at least 24 hours a day, right? Or 22 maybe, you know, hours a day.
Well, you can now see why they changed the topic. I was supposed to come on and talk about Mother Earth, and they're like, no, cancel everything, do this. So I think a lot of us are just really looking at our homes, looking at it a different way. And because we're opening up our hearts and awakening, we're really starting to feel. And like you said, because we spend so much time in our homes, our apartments, or places where we are, we're opening up to those spirits first. We're really getting in contact with them. So this is perfect time to clear, to release, to let go of your stuff, but also to make new agreements with the spirits to really cleanse that home. So I really wish everybody good luck with this process, and reach out for help if you need help. You know, and again, trust your intuition. Trust it. If the closet, something in you says everything in the closet needs to be taken out and rearranged, then do it. Yeah. If you need to get rid of that dresser and you don't know why, because it's a perfectly good dresser, but something tells you to get rid of it, get rid of it. Because it's those little changes that are huge for making a lot of things happen in your life.
Awesome. Thank you. And yeah, you know, I was, you know, I haven't been here because, you know, I've been in Vienna, right? And so my daughter's dresser is behind me, and I was looking at it and it's like, that looks weird. And I know her dad made it. He, you know, it's an IKEA, but he's the one that put it together. And it's like, what the hell did you do? Because it's all messed up. So I'm thinking to myself, like, she needs a new dresser, you know, because it's not good to have things that are not working properly or are broken, you know, in your home as well, right?
Yeah, exactly, because that broken energy and the whole deservance of good things at work.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I looked at that, I was like, no, that doesn't work. That's got to go. We have to get her something else, something that, you know, is not broken. It's like,
and one of the house blessings I did was here in Seattle, Washington on Evening Magazine. They had a hard time selling their house, and there was something about this dresser. I told them that they needed to donate it. Within half an hour of donating it, their house sold.
What?
Yeah. And they got it on air. It was great. So again, sometimes it's just that item that's holding that energy is that final straw. When you remove that, then everything moves, be it selling your house or prosperity or a new job or health. So sometimes it's an item and sometimes it's the big change. I have to admit, I didn't want to move at first, but I am so glad I did because the health of my whole family changed and my prosperity completely changed. My life really changed since I moved. It was a hard process, but yep. I'm really glad I went through it and everything was provided for. So know that those people that were asking here earlier about should I move, definitely know that spirit will provide the energy and you will find that new place to go. When you make that commitment, spirit will provide.
Awesome. Thank you. So Sadia is saying, oh my God, right? Yeah. So awesome. 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 Thank you so much. So you definitely want to watch or listen to this again, because like I said, there's just so much information. So you definitely want to watch or listen to this again and take notes. I'm going to say take notes because I remember a few things, but there's so many. So it's like, I'm definitely going to do the cedar oil or something around my door, you know, and all the walls. And I know there's other stuff, but that's one of the ones that I remember, you know, really key. So
your crystals too.
I mean, you know, I have lots of crystals, right? My whole apartment's full of crystals. It's like I thought I was gonna get rid of all of them when I moved, but I bought more when I moved to Vienna. Not as big, but you know, still lots. All right. So, was there any other last words of wisdom that Spirit has for us today about this or anything else?
Just know that you are totally loved and protected more than you realize. And any kind of things that are happening in your life are happening for a reason, and you're ready to deal with them. Spirit only brings to you what you're ready for, even if you don't think you're ready. So really know that love, that assistance is there. Reach out for help. And if you need to get a hold of me, be sure to visit my website, ravenmedium.com. Lots of information there and lots of videos. My God, learnitlive.com/raven. I've got like over 50 videos on all kinds of stuff. So definitely reach out for help. And oh my gosh, trust your intuition. Final thing is just trust that heart. We are energy and we live in this place, so we feel it. So when we calm down, slow down, and feel with our heart, 9 times out of 10, our intuition is spot on exactly what we need to do. The other 1% is usually because we're not listening to our spirit guides.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to work with Raven some more, or you would like to learn more about blessing your house and doing that for yourself, You can check out her special offer at alara.at/show/raven5. And definitely, you know, are you ready for a shift? Are you ready for a change? Because when you do work with Raven, when you do the house blessing, things are going to shift. Things are going to change. So are you ready?
Yay!
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for your wonderful, wonderful questions. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. And wow. Yeah. This was awesome. I learned so much. So I love learning. So this was great. Learn new techniques, new things I can use in my space. So yay. So thank you so much.
Yo, thank you. I love coming on to your community. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for being such an amazing host and providing the space for us to come through to be able to share wisdom, because wisdom is useless unless it's shared. So thank you so much.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you, everyone. And until next time, today's Thursday, yeah. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
So blessings for you and blessings for your house.